What's the difference between punishment and consequence? It's another day. I'm another John, and this is Another Note. Today's edition of Another Note is titled Simple Consequences. Our scripture reference today is Judges chapter 2, verses 16 through 23. As always, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. Then the Lord raised up judges, who delivered them out of the power of those who plundered them. Yet they did not listen even to their judges, for they lusted after other gods and bowed down to them. They soon turned aside from the way in which their ancestors had walked, who had obeyed the commandments of the Lord. They did not follow their example. Whenever the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord was with the judge, and he delivered them from the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For the Lord would be moved to pity by their groaning because of those who persecuted and oppressed them. But whenever the judge died, they would relapse and behave worse than their ancestors, following other gods, worshiping them, and bowing down to them. They would not drop any of their practices or their stubborn ways. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he said, "Because this people have transgressed my covenant that I commanded their ancestors and have not obeyed my voice, I will no longer drive out before them any of the nations that Joshua left when he died, in order to test Israel, whether or not they would take care to walk in the way of the Lord as their ancestors did. The Lord had left those nations, not driving them out at once, and had not handed them over to Joshua." This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. When my sister died, many people offered their condolences. Several people told me they understood how difficult a time it was, that they knew there was no explaining why these things happen. It's a mystery. I do recall finally needing to tell someone it wasn't a mystery at all. It's actually quite simple to explain. When you drink and drive, accidents are bound to happen. And that's an extreme example, I know. And of course, terrible things happen that we can't explain, that no explanation can justify. But how many more of our circumstances are mere consequences of decisions we make? And why would we blame God for letting something happen that we actively took part in? Adam was quick to point to Eve as the true culprit for his decisions. Maybe it's just a part of who we are. Recently, I reviewed the 22 questions of John Wesley's Holy Club. Each member would use the list as a form of self-evaluation. What I noticed this time was almost every question reflects choices we make, and these choices have consequences. For example, one question is, "Am I a hypocrite?" That's a good self-reflection question. But other people can sense if you're a hypocrite, just like you can. And we all respond to that feeling. Another question is, "Can I be trusted?" If you can't, that has relationship consequences, doesn't it? What about this question? "Do I disobey God in anything?" That's a broad question. At some point, you're bound to have to answer yes, right? Of course, God is gracious to forgive, abounding in steadfast love. That doesn't mean, though, there aren't consequences to our actions. Not necessarily punishment, simple consequences. Learning to recognize that helps us better appreciate God's care for us. The Lord is not looking to trip us, And, praise God, often we don't have to endure consequences. But when we do, see them for what they are. You can still trust God is walking with you, giving you strength and endurance to face what's ahead. Stay blessed. Now, before you go, let me make sure you know I love you and you are a blessing to me. Thanks for listening to Another Note. I hope it helps you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let me know if I can pray with you and help us reach others by sharing today's devotional or leaving a review wherever you listen as a podcast. And finally, make sure to check out the website at anotherjohn.com. God be with you.